97.9 The Kale, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio. Victor Lewis is also here in the studio to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Hello.
Hello. I am here exactly as you would anticipate me to be. And I need to do the thing where I talk about and explain something, and then we need to further explain it after that.
This is exactly what I expect you to do.
Yeah, I can't promise you this is going to be a pleasant trend, but I will promise you that it will be one that is informative at the very least.
Oh, good.
Let's go ahead and start with a quick breakdown of
reaching
a
over for the radio dials as we speak.
Ooh, mama. All right, we're going to not read out a bunch of these headlines. If you've seen it, you've seen it. If you haven't, you'll be looking it up after this. I would like to reassure you that Amazon.com and nowhere else, in point of fact, no one sells suicide kits. I don't care about the headlines you've seen. That does not exist.
We need to go back. What actually is the headline that leads people to think that
Amazon suicide kits have led to teen deaths, according to new lawsuit? So, let's talk about this.
Well, if it's on Dateline, it's got to be true.
It is on Ars Technica, unfortunately, but it deserves talking about. So, what this is specifically referring to is not a bundle for your convenience. It is referring to the Amazon algorithm that puts together, other folks bought this.
If you are looking at this, you may also be looking...
And a lot of things, there is a little bit of a niche here. Only so many people are buying industrial amounts of sodium nitrite. Are you acquainted with what sodium nitrite is?
I imagine it's bad if you get a lot of it.
Just like many things,
yep.
Aaron Keck, just like many things. Sodium nitrite is literally just salt. Arguably, from an industrial perspective, sodium nitrite is probably one of the more important salts humanity has ever invented. The only reason I know anything about it is because sodium nitrite, when you cure bacon and other meats and stuff, sodium nitrite is what makes it pink. It's often known as curing salt or pink curing salt or something along those lines. And similar to if you went to the grocery store right now and got a whole bag of Morton's iodized salt and shoved it in your mouth, it wouldn't go well for you.
Right.
Ingesting a large amount of sodium nitrite is also not good for you.
Right.
And what has happened is the Amazon algorithm has very unfortunately picked up some stuff where it will recommend sodium nitrite and a scale and a medicine that prevents vomiting, all in one little conveniently packaged, ready-to-go thing that is the reason for this lawsuit.
Okay.
I just needed to really get on the microphone on the radio and say, A, no one is selling suicide kits. B, sodium nitrite is not a lethal chemical. It is a very useful salt and food additive used in processed meats, fish products, and a bunch of other places. And please, please, please don't make it so I can't buy sodium nitrite off the internet. Making my own bacon is very cool and fun.
So two things. Number one, is this all just viral campaigning for the sodium nitrite industry? And are you
Big sodium nitrite.
Are you pulling in a check on the side from Big Sodium Nitrite right now, Victor Lewis?
I wouldn't have
is
to.
My first
I am
question.
Outbid. It's an industrial salt. They don't need me or my business. I'm an avid consumer.
Secondly, while, Amazon is not selling suicide kits, and that's great, the whole algorithm thing is kind of problematic in general, right?
And
because
that's
worth talking about. Yeah, that's also what leads people on, YouTube rabbit holes. Like, oh, I watched this video with this particular political lean, and then YouTube just starts suggesting nothing but more and more videos that go further and further down that path until everyone's an extremist because that's the only thing they ever watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It very much cattle shoots you in a certain direction. But yeah, this is not sponsored. I just wanted to clear some stuff up. I wanted to talk about this. There's a lot of sensationalism going with this. And similar to what you just said, it's hitting a lot of nerves because one of the parents involved in the lawsuit is saying phrases like the media is silencing us, Amazon is keeping this quiet, et cetera, et cetera, which is really spinning up a large machine for what essentially amounts to you can buy salt on the internet. and some other things that can be dangerous. There's a lot of things out in the world that are dangerous, but there is not a ploy or a plot to sell you or anyone else a suicide kit.
Well, it wouldn't be a good public dateline a lawsuit if you didn't have someone saying the media is silencing us.
Yeah, which, I mean...
Amazing how it winds up in the national news every time.
Let's not keep this just on one lawsuit. Let's bring up another lawsuit before we close out Trends Today, which is Texas Pete getting hit with a stunt lawsuit because it's made in North Carolina.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've seen that stuff. I remember where I was when I learned the Texas Pete was invented / made in Winston-Salem. And a man in California who allegedly, according to his lawsuit, has a fervent desire to support Texas and Texas-based products, has been buying Texas Pete, assuming that it supports some business in the state of Texas, and is suing Texas Pete for being from North Carolina. To which I respond, you do not have to be from Texas to be called Texas Pete. Big Tex. You can just call somebody Tex. It's fun.
If you are so fervent about supporting Texas and Texas product, you should check things. Like, just a cursory examination of the thing to make sure.
Please consider
it's
Googling.
Got Texas on it. I'm going to buy it because it's got Texas on it.
Which, this is also a fun corollary. There are segments of the global population, specifically in Japan, who are nerds for American stuff. Like, Americans can be nerd about Japanese stuff. If you have never looked up pictures of Japanese Westaboos, I highly encourage you to look up pages upon pages of Japanese men wearing cowboy hats and toting six guns. It's amazing.